Thousands of Utahns are looking for new insurance now that the state's nonprofit cooperative, Arches Health Plan, is closing its doors. KUER's Andrea Smartern reports that those living in rural areas don't have a lot of other options.
As of Tuesday this week, Arches can no longer sell insurance policies, and its existing policies will be closed out at the end of the year. The Utah Insurance Department put Arches in receivership after it determined that the co-op didn't have enough money in reserves to pay claims. Tricia Schumann is Arches' Chief Marketing and Communications Officer.
We did not know, we being the insurers and even the actuaries that worked with us, what level of risk our market might anticipate given that there might be pent-up demand. We were insuring people who possibly didn't have insurance before, might have been underinsured. What level of healthcare utilization would we anticipate?
The insurance department says the move to receivership is a consequence of a shortfall in the federal government's program known as the Risk Corridor, which was intended to protect insurers from losses. But earlier this month, the federal government announced that it was only able to pay a fraction of the funding that insurers requested. Arch's closure is bad news for Lisa Patterson of Moab, a self-employed tutor.
I'm just not sure what's going to be provided. So I'm back into a kind of a tenuous unknown situation as far as, you know, being able to afford medical care.
Of the 60,000 Utahns with Arches plans, individuals in rural areas will likely be affected most. In 20 counties, Arches' departure leaves consumers with just one insurer offering plans on the federal exchange for 2016. Utah Insurance Commissioner Todd Kaiser says he's in talks with insurance companies to see if anyone will fill the vacuum.
I want to think that the industry out there wants to solve this problem too. It's not just our problem, it's a statewide problem. And can we do something? I'm hopeful that we can.
Kaiser says those who have an Arches plan can continue to file claims through the end of the year, but should be shopping for a new plan. Open enrollment begins November 1st. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.